Okay, today we're going to learn Kritur Dafchet. We're going to catch up. I'm determined. Okay, we're starting at Zion Amabet at the Gemara. So the Mishnah had said that there's different categories of women. Okay, the majority of them were miscarriages that would either, some would bring a korban vadai on the miscarriage, some would bring a korban misafek, in which case the meat would not be allowed to be eaten by the kohen. Because remember, the chatat, the ola, a woman brings two birds, one for chatat, one for ola. The chatat gets eaten by the kohen, the meat, and the ola gets burned entirely. So you can't eat the meat because maybe you're eating chulin ba'azara. You're not allowed to do that. Because again, the chatat has to be eaten in the koda, in the azara. And then you have a category of women that don't bring a korban at all. So one of the women listed, that's the one we're going to start with, was a shifcha. A shifcha kna'anit. If you remember, we've talked many times about this kind of category of avadim kna'anim. They are considered Jews for all sorts of things. They're patur for mitzvot aseh shazman grama, time-bound mitzvot, like women are. So that's why the shifcha brings a korban yoledet. If she has a baby, she's chayevet. So shifcha minalan, where do we learn it from that she's chayevet? So detanu rabbanan, b'nei Yisrael. Okay, it says in the psukim about the yoledet, daber el b'nei Yisrael. Talk to Jewish people. It sounds like just Jews. But then it says, lemor, isha ki tazriya v'yalda zachar. So they darshan like this. B'nei Yisrael, emi ele b'nei Yisrael. Giyoret v'shifcha minayin. How do you know a convert and a maidservant would also be chayav? Talmud lomar, again, we're talking about a Kanani maidservant. Talmud lomar isha. Because it says isha, that includes any women, not just B'nei Yisrael, but also women. My v'chein shifcha. Now, why does the Mishnah say v'chein shifcha? In other words, isn't it pretty obvious if she's chayav in mitzvot, then she'd be chayav in this also? Why does the Mishnah have to specify? You might have thought that when they say any mitzvah that a woman's chayavet ba, an eved chayav ba, hanemile, that's only bidavar sheshave bein ish ubein isha. Maybe it's only mitzvot that both men and women are commanded to do. Yoledet obviously is only on the women. Aval yoledet benashim ita banashim leita, since there's no chiyuv for men to bring it, eima lo techayev. You might have thought we're not going to be mechayev shifcha. Ahachitana shifcha. That's why it says shifcha, specifically to teach you. You might have thought maybe they're only part of mitzvot that are both for men and women. Therefore, it teaches you shifcha. Elu mivim korban. So now they talk about these people who bring a korban. The eno ne'echal, right? So the ones for safek, right? This is referring back to the case where we had two women who both miscarried. One miscarried of lad that was supposed to bring a korban, and one miscarried of lad that wasn't, but they got mixed up, and we don't know which one. By the way, this seems more realistic that they would get mixed up rather than two babies that get mixed up. We've seen all sorts of cases like that. You think, how'd they mess up the babies? At least here, it was miscarriages. One could see maybe, you know, you're not concerned with the totes, you know, what comes out, that you'd be careful to make sure you didn't mix them up. But anyway, how realistic all this is, I'm not sure. But now we had the case where what do they do when they bring? We said that if they're both separate, if you remember, why are they both separate? Generally, the women would put money in the kupa and write down, you know, or somehow record, I need two kinim for yoledet, and the kohen would bring it. They weren't necessarily standing there and when they were bringing the korban up. But if the women were together and explained to the kohen, listen, we have this situation, then between the two of them, they could bring one mivadai. So now they want to know exactly what they would do. Because remember, they have to bring an ola and a chatat. Now, what's the difference between an ola and a chatat? Well, an ola can be brought voluntarily. A chatat can't be brought voluntarily. You only bring a chatat if you're chayav a chatat. So what do we do here? Maitinan travayu chad korban vadai. They each bring a korban ola vadai. Because each can say, either my korban ola is for because I'm a yoledet, or my korban ola is a nidava, a voluntary offering. But the chatat, right, they can't bring it mishum, you know, they can't say the following stipulation because there is no chatat nedava. The chatat of safek. So they bring between the two of them two korbanot olah and one chatat of. Okay? Umatne, and they make a tnai and they stipulate either it's mine or it's yours. Okay? They make the following stipulation and the two of them bring it together. So now, that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. That was Rabbi Yossi. And the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said, that's only right when we say, right, the Mishnah said, Shtei nashim shipilu achat mimin patur v'achat mimin chova, would be would bring a korban misafek. But Rabbi Yossi said that's only if zele mizrach vazele marav. But if they were both together, they would only bring one korban and not each of them. So now we learn that the one korban they would bring is actually, it's actually one and a half, because each one brings a vaday ola and the chatat is the safek. But now they say, wait a minute. According to Rabbi Yossi, you can stipulate. Right? It sounds like you can make the stipulation. Either it's yours or it's mine. Mi leila Rabbi Yossi tna, can you really make stipulations like this? Vahatnan, doesn't it say in a Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon omer, mivi'ot shnehen chatat achat. Rabbi Yossi omer, ein shnehen mivi'im, it actually shouldn't be mivi'ot, it should be mivi'im. Okay, this is a different case. This is a case where we have two people, and we're not sure, okay, it's a Mishnah later on in the Masechet, we're not sure which one ate chelev. Okay, let's assume there were two plates, one had chelev, one had shuman on it. They each ate one of the plates, one ate one ate the other, and they're not sure which one ate the plate that had chelev on it. So you now have two people who are potentially chayav to bring a korban chatat. So Rabbi Shimon says they each bring a chatat. They bring together one chatat, which would be the same as our Mishnah, as Rabbi Yossi says in our Mishnah. But Rabbi Yossi says, ein shnehem mevi'im chatat echad. He doesn't allow that, because he doesn't allow chatat brought based on safek. So it sounds like these women shouldn't be allowed to either. These are exactly the same. Both are cases of chatat. Both are cases of safek. Both have two people. Vadai between one of them, you're chayav. It's not like a real safek. So, Amar Rabbi Yossi leitle tana. So, Amar Rava, how does he answer this? Mode Rabbi Yossi b'mechusar kapara. V'chein ki atarav en Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mode Rabbi Yossi b'mechupar kapara. Okay, b'mechusar kapara. Okay, what does this mean? There's a difference between, and this is what we talked about before, a yoledet brings a chatat, but it's very strange. Well, she shouldn't do a sin. So the chatat of the woman inherently different from a sin offering, and that's what Rabbi Yossi that they're going to explain. They're going to say to explain Rabbi Yossi, when you bring it for a sin, you can't make any stipulations, but when you bring it for because you're mechusar kapara, what does that mean? It means the woman. Why does she have to bring it? It matirs her. It allows her to now eat kodashim, right? Because she was tamei, she was impure, she can't eat kodashim. So what is the korban? And she can't go into the mikdash. The korban matirs her for eating kodashim and going into the mikdash. So therefore, because it's a matir, it's not for a sin, we allow it. We allow the stipulation. So it's not like chatat chatat. No, no, no. They're two different things. Okay? So now they're going to explain my time. What's the real reason for this? Hatam by Gavra Yediyah. When it comes to the chatat, what's the reason we don't allow the stipulation? Because you need to have knowledge that you did the sin in order to bring a korban chatat. How do we know that? Dichtiv ohodai lav chatato. When it says, or you know that you did a sin, then you bring a chatat. And there's no yediyah here. You don't know. I don't know if it was me or it was you. Right? That's a necessary component of a korban chatat, a sin offering chatat. Hilkach lo matyanu matne. Therefore, you can't bring it and stipulate. Aval hacha, but by the woman, ki matyan nashim korban lishteruye v'achila kodashim. There, it's just a matir to allow you to eat kodashim. Therefore, you're allowed to bring it mishum safek. Kedetanya seifa, as it says in the seifa, okay, and here they're going to further prove it, dahu, okay, really it's not kedetanya, as it says in the Mishnah, the end of that Mishnah is going to support this. Rabbi Yossi omer, kol chatat shiba al chet, when it says specifically there with the korban chatat, the chelev safek, that anytime there's two people, I'm sorry, any chatat that comes al chet, he specifically says, that comes for a sin. Okay, and that's how we know it's just if it comes for a sin, then two people can't bring it together. Elu she'en miviyot, okay, then there's the list of people that can't bring korban chatat, the korban yoledet at all. Rabbi Shimon mechayev b'yotzei dofen. So remember, there was a machloket about a yotzei dofen. Here, by the way, we're not talking about miscarriage. We're talking about regular birth. Is a C-section birth, is she chayev a korban yoledet or not? There's a machloket in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Shimon's mechayev. My time at Rabbi Shimon. Why? Amarish Lakish, Amarkra, ve'im nikevat eled. They learn from the ve'im that it's coming to include an extra case, lerabot leida acheret, to include another birth. Maihi, what other kind of birth could there be besides a regular birth? Yotzei dofen. For Rabbanan, who disagree, my taima, what's their reason? Amar mani bar patish, isha ki tazriya v'yalda, ad shetelei mimakom shemazra. It says, isha ki tazriya, she, how do you say the word?
Fertilize.
Okay, she fertilizes her seed, so it's from the place where it's fertilized, meaning only a regular birth and not a C-section. Okay, new Mishnah. Background. We have a Yoledet. What happens with the Yoledet? If she has a Nikeva, I'll take that case because that's the case we're going to talk about. It's 14 days Dam Tuma, right? She's in Nida, so to speak, for the way we call it Nida, for 14 days, okay? Assured her husband, right? All that. Now, and she can't eat Kodashim and all that. The next 66 days, right, for a man it's 7, for a boy, if she has a boy, it's 7 and 33. The next 66 days are what we call Dam Tohar. If she bleeds during those days, according to Torah law, she's not forbidden to her husband, okay? Theoretically, she goes to the mikveh after the 14 days. Even if she's still bleeding, this doesn't match what we do today. Now women are all safek zavot, and they all need shiva nikiim, and therefore many women wait a long time to get out of nida, or out of whatever, the dam tuma, to permit them to their husbands. But in the times of the Torah, those 66 days were called dam tohar. She was allowed to be with her husband. At the end of those days, she would tovel again, okay? So there would be two tefillot, she would tovel again. And then on day number 81, after the 66 and the 14, or 14 and 66, she would then bring a korban. Okay? Tough. So what if, now the assumption is, here we have a woman who got pregnant within that time, because she went to the mikveh after 14 days. She got pregnant, okay? And 40 days elapsed, because if 40 days don't elapse, then it's not a vlad yet. It's 40 days leads you out of vlad. So 40 days from conception elapsed, okay? How realistic the situation is, you know, highly unlikely, but let's just be theoretical for now. It's possible. So mapela lo'or shmonim ve'echad. If she now has a miscarriage on the night of the 81st day. Okay, now why is this significant, the night of the 81st day? Because when it's day number 80, you want to see if there's a marker under there? If it's day number 81, she's already high of a korban. If she's high of a korban and then she miscarries, so what will happen? Right? Day of 81, she already has a new, right? So now she's miscarries. She's now high of a korban because she already clicked in the morning of the 81st, right? When are you high of korban? Remember, korbanot aren't brought at night. You're high of korban during the day. So day number 81 kicks in, high of a korban. Then you didn't bring it yet. Then you miscarry before you bring your korban. So at that point, you're chayav a korban on your first because your chiyav already kicked in. And now a korban on your hapala. Okay, your miscarriage. But if it's the night of the 81st, since you can't bring a korban the night of the 81st, right, the night before the day of the 81st, since you can't bring a korban at night, so what's the status? Do we say, well, you're already in your 81st day, which is the day that you're chayav korban. So we look at this as two separate acts. Or do we say, no, since you haven't yet, your chiyuv korban didn't kick in yet, we're going to put these two together and you're only going to be chayav one korban. So now, let's read. Hamapela l'or shmonim ve'echad, beit shamai potrim min ha-korban, u'beit hilel
mechayvim. And the korban is a chatat?
Yeah, the ola and the chatat that you bring for yoledet. Okay. So beit shamai says you're only chayav one korban for the whole thing, okay? Because your chiyuv korban didn't kick in yet till the daytime. Beit Hillel mechayvim. Okay, they say, no, you're chayav too. So now we're going to have a back and forth. Amru Beit Hillel lebeit Shammai. Maishna or shmonim ve'echad miyom shmonim ve'echad. Why are you distinguishing between the night and the day? Im shivalo l'tuma, lo yishvelo l'korban. When it comes to tuma issues, they are the same. So therefore, when it comes to korban, they should be the same. What does that mean? Well, what do we say? If you bleed on day number 80, what's your status? That's dam tohar. If you bleed the night of the 81st, what's the status? Dam tuma, because you're already past your 80 days, so you're 66. So therefore, since it's like day number 81 for tuma, it should be like day 81 for korban. Amru lahem beit shamai, lo. I say, no, I disagree with you. Im amarta bevapelet yom 81, shekein yetza l'sha'a shiruya laviba korban. When you have a miscarriage on the day number 81, we understand, because it's a sha'a that ruya lavi korban. You were already chayav a korban. Tomar b'mapele lor 81 shelo yatza l'sha'a shiruya lavi bar korban. But you can't say the same thing by the nighttime where your chiyuv korban hasn't kicked in yet. So how could you possibly compare them? Amru lahem beit hilel responds back to them. V'halo amapele yom 81 shechal yop ha-shabbat tochiach. It's not just because your chiyuv korban kicked in, because I'll give you an example. If the 81st day fell on Shabbat, you can't bring a korban on Shabbat that you're not, right? That's not a korban tamid or musaf or something special for Shabbat. So if it came out on Shabbat, tochiach, it'll prove our point. Shelo yatzah l'sha'ashi ruya lavi bahu korban v'chayevet korban. Everyone will agree that if your 81st day, you have a miscarriage during the day, even if it's Shabbat and you couldn't bring your korban, so you could say your chiyuv korban didn't kick in yet, because it really, that time it only kicks in on day number 82. But obviously you'd agree with me that you're chayuv two korbanot because you've already passed day number 81. So there's my proof. Amru lehem beit shamai. Lo, I disagree with you again. Im amartem yom 81 shechal yom b'shabbat, sha'af al pi she'enan ra'oi l'korban yachid, ra'oi l'korban tzibur. It's true that you can't bring, your chiyuv korban didn't kick in, but it's a day that theoretically you could have brought a korban potentially. So therefore, you're chayuv too. But tomar b'mapele lor 81, she'en halala ra'oi lo l'korban yachiv lo l'korban tzibur. But when it happens at nighttime, it's not a time that anyone can ever bring a korban. Remember, no korbanot were brought at night. So it's not a time that's potentially able to bring a korban. That's different from 81st day on Shabbat. So therefore, I disagree with you. And furthermore, hadamim eina mochichim, your proof about the dam tohar and the dam tuma, the night of the 81st, you're already tamei, that doesn't prove anything. Shama pelet betoch melot dameha tmeim uptura min hakorban. Because why? Well, let me just finish the thought. What happens if the woman has a miscarriage on day number 56, okay, out of the 66th dam tohar? So what did Beit Hillel say? Beit Hillel said, since if you bled on the night of the 81st, we call that dam tuma. Therefore, clearly 81st is something, right, is new. It's separate from the previous days of Dam Torah. But comes Beit Shammai and he says, what are you talking about? If a woman miscarries in the middle of her Dam Torah days, that's Dam Tuma. It's not like those are magical days that any blood you see, it's your Tahor. No. It's for blood from the childbirth that's going to be Dam Torah. But if you were to bleed from a miscarriage, okay, then you would have to know that it was a miscarriage. You could say there could be a woman at that early stage wouldn't know. But assuming it was clear it was a miscarriage, if a woman miscarries, the truth is you could imagine it. Those days anyway, the blood is very light. So if she had a heavier bleeding from a miscarriage, then she would be tamei anyway. Whether it's day number 81 or it's day number 75 or whatever day it is, anyway, it's going to be tamei, and therefore your proof that if she bled on the night of the 81st, it would be considered dam tuma, right? If she miscarried earlier, it would be dam tuma. That doesn't prove anything about this uniqueness about the 81st day. And therefore, she be tamei uptura min korban, and yet, what would be the halacha? She wouldn't have to bring a separate korban on that birth because she's still within the 80 days. So therefore, the connection of the damim has nothing to do with it.
But it's very strange because we always count things as the erev is part of the day.
Yes.
So how can they suddenly...
Not, because not in the korban world. We talked about this a lot, that in the korban world, it's different. Okay, that's the whole thing here. In the world of korbanot, everything starts in the morning, and the things that go on at night are connected with the day before. It's a unique halacha by korbanot in general. And that's the whole issue here. Do we treat this as all regular things, that it goes by the night? Or do we say, no, this has to do with korbanot, and therefore, it's going to go by the korban day.
It's like stuff related to Beit HaMikdash is on a different time.
Right,
in a different time.
Right. Different time zone, right? It's like a whole different... Thing.
But
right.
This is not korbanot, this is counting.
No, but it's korbanot.
Dates.
No, because it's that's exactly the thing. It's about, are you chayav a new korban? Okay? We're going to get to the term, right? Is the laila called, I'll already tell you the musag, mechusar zman. Okay, what does that mean? Is it mechusar zman? Are you missing time? Have you not yet reached your chiyuv because you're not yet in the morning? Or how do we view this, that you don't bring a korban at the night of the 81st? Is it because you're not chayav yet until the morning because it's a whole new day? Or is it what we call eino mechusar zman, which means it's not missing time, meaning theoretically you could sacrifice it right now. Technically, there's a problem because we don't allow you to do it until the daytime because we don't, business is closed, right? The kitchen's closed, right? This is it. Everything's done. We don't work at night. Is that the reason? But theoretically, you're chayav already at night? Or do we say, no, it's mechusar zman. You haven't yet gotten to your time where you're chayav. So that's exactly the issue. Do we view this as the night starts before? You know, the day goes with the previous night or not? Okay, so Tanya. Now we're going to have a brighter where
sorry,
there's more discussion.
I'm a bit lost.
Okay.
How could she have even... go back to the first day.
How could she have conceived?
Yeah. When was
she? Because she went to the mikveh after 14 days. She was mutar to her husband. Presumably,
so
they had sex,
so
and she got pregnant.
So why are we counting dam tohar
for 80 days, up to another 60.
Just because she's pregnant? She
no.
still has dam tohar. What
no,
do you mean?
No, no.
She gave birth first. She gave birth to a baby. Then she got pregnant again.
Immediately.
But she was still within her 80 days of not being permitted to
she's
be with
permitted
her
to
No,
her
that's
her
what
after
I said.
14.
After 14, she's from the Torah she law, she's permitted
so
to her husband.
What we
so
do.
Then what does... I know it's not what we do. So then what does the extra 66 days count
that,
for?
So, what does it count for? It's that she can't go into the Mikdash or Ikodashim.
That's all.
Okay. Fine. I meant to mention that. I guess I didn't. So that's the thing. The 66 days, she allowed her husband, but she can't go into the Mikdash, and that's why she can only bring her Korban Yoledet on day 81. That's the whole thing. We're going to get to this after, which is the whole purpose of this Korban is to matir her, to allow her to eat Kodshim. That's the purpose of the Korban. It's kind of like dunking in a mikveh. We're going to compare that later. It kind of, right, you go in the mikveh, you're tahor, right? You give your Korban, now you can eat Korbanot and go into the Mikdash. Tanya, Amru lahem Beit Hillel leBeit Shammai. So Beit Hillel now says to Beit Shammai, Harei Omer, it's missing some words here, O Levat. Okay, this is Ubimlot Yimei Tarar, when she finishes her Yimei Tarar, Leven O Levat, for a boy or a girl, what she's supposed to do. She brings the Keves Ben Shnato Leola, Ben Yonao Tor Lechatat, El Petach Ol Moed. Oh, I forgot to say this, right? She brings, it's a Keves for an Ola, and a Ben Yonao or a Tor Lechatat, or she could bring two birds, okay? So now it says O levat lirabot or shmonim ve'echad. The O comes to include the nighttime, okay? It's a special drasha that includes the nighttime. So now we're going to hear a story about this. Rabbi Hoshaya have a shachiach kamei to Bar Kapara. He learned generally in Bar Kapara's Beit Midrash. Shav keva'ata lekamei to Rabbi Chia. He stopped learning in Bar Kapara's Beit Midrash and moved to Rabbi Chia's Beit Midrash. Yom achab pagabe. One day he bumps into Bar Kapara. Ba'amine, and he asks him the following question. Zav shara'a shalosh ri'iyot b'leil chet. Ma. Okay, now we're going to move to Zav. A Zav is someone who has some discharge. Okay, it looks a little like semen, but it's not. The first time you see the first ri'iyah, we just assume it's shechvat zera, it's semen, and we can just say, your tamei tumah keri. As soon as you see two, you become a Zav. Now, the two have to be either on the same day, or on consecutive days. If you see twice, you become a Zav, you have to wait 7 clean days, like a Zava who needs 7 clean days. After 7 clean days, morning of the 7th, you go to the mikvah, evening, you're Tahor. That's it. If you see 3 in a row in one day, or 3 in consecutive days, then you become a Zav Gadol that needs also a Korban on day number 8. Same thing, 7 clean days, and a Korban on day number 8. So, he asks him like this, is it the exact same thing with a Zav? If a Zav saw 3 Re'iyot on the night of the 8th, okay, so again, he was only Chayv his Korban on the day of the 8th. So now he sees 3 Re'iyot on the night of the 8th. Is he Chayv a separate Korban on each? Or do we say it's all one and the same, right? Since he hasn't yet been Chayv his Korban, we're going to connect the two and make him Chayv only one. Beit Hillel Omrim, Ma Beit Hillel Omrim B'davar Zeh. What would Beit Hillel say, right? Beit Hillel is Mechayv by the Yoledet, two separate ones on the night of the 81st, would you say the same thing by Azav? Would we say, Ta'amayu debet hilal b'mapela palayla mishum dechtiv o levat? Is it just because it says o levat, it's a special drasha in the pasuk, which means it's unique only to Yoledet, and it wouldn't be true for Azav? Avazav shara'a shalosh riyot b'leil chet, patre, there he would be patur delo miyatre cry, because there's no unique pasuk. O dil maloshna, or do we say it's not because of the drasha and the pasuk? Right, this is classic. When we learn drashot, do we say it's because of the drasha? Or do we say the drasha is just a way to remember? It's a mnemonic device, but it's really because of, you know, there's some good reason for it. Or there's, you know, the halacha is like this. It's just we connect it to a pasuk. So, Amar le kapara, ma bavli or ma iya omer bedavar zeh. Okay, very disrespectfully, he says, what does Rabbi Chiya say about this? Ma pitom, you're coming to me. You left my Beit Midrash, now you're asking me questions. Okay, and he ignores him. Now, according to some other versions, there's a little bit more here before we get to the next line, which is, first it comes after. Ishtik Rabbi Yoshaya lo amar klum. Okay, Rabbi Yoshaya was silent and didn't respond to him. Then it says that Rabbi Yoshaya asked him another question about something else, and he said the exact same thing. He answers him in the same way. What does Chiya say about this? And then again, Rabbi Yoshaya was silent. And then, after that, Rabbi Yoshaya decided to speak up. Amar le, bar kapara tzrichim l'divrei iya. He says clearly, oh, first of all, they call him the Bavli. Some of the, like, there's different nishaot. Either they call him Iya, like as disrespect for Chia, or they call him the Bavli because Rabbi Chia came from Bavel, and it was a way of like disrespecting the Bavlim. Some people actually say, no, it was a way of respect. Okay, some people say he's from Bavel, he should know. Anyway, there's a bit of a debate about this because Rabbi Yoshai and Bar Kapara were from Eretz Yisrael. So, and Rabbi Chia lived in both, but he went from one to the other, so they called him the Bavli. Anyway, Rabbi Yoshai says disrespectfully back to him, and people question, how could the Talmid have been so disrespectful to the rabbi? He says, clearly Bar Kapara, you need Rabbi Chia, because you obviously don't know the answer to the question, right? And he answered it with the question, right? What does your rabbi say about it? Obviously, you don't know the answer. So he disrespects him. Anyway, they say now in the Gemara, Nachzor ala Rishono, let's go back to the beginning, to the question. Harei omer olivat, lirabot or shmonim ve'echad. Okay, so now let's go back. So it says olivat, so the question again is, do we say, we take the drasha and we say it's only for that case, or do we say, no, we can learn? So neima kitanai, let's suggest that some machloket tana'im. Zav shara'a shalosh riyot belel chet. Okay, so now there's a braita about this, our exact case that we're wondering about. Tanechada mevi, v'taneidach eino mevi. One braita says he brings a korban on those last three re'iyot, and one braita says he doesn't bring a korban on them. Well, that seems like exactly our machloket. My lav tanai, is it not a machloket tanaim? Tahatanya, I don't know if you could tell already by the tone, but they're going to reject this, right? Lema kitanai always gets rejected. So, they say, first they're going to think that this is, Daha detanya mevi, the one who says you bring a korban, kasavar, he holds, laila ein mechusar zman, like I said before, right? He holds you bring a new korban because a laila is not mechusar zman, meaning your chayav already kicked in at night, it's just you can't bring your korban yet, and that's why you're chayav a new korban. Daha detanya ein mevi, and the one who says you don't bring a korban, kasavar laila mechusar zman, he holds you're not yechayiv in your korban, and that's why you don't bring a new korban on the new three re'iyot, because it's all going to be viewed as one chiyuv. So that's the first suggestion. And then we say, there's your answer. It's a machloket tana'im. It's not exactly an answer, but it's an answer. Is it? Okay, it's a debate. Amar Rav Huna bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Elazar. It's right, let's say it like this. It's an answer in the Gemara world, right? It doesn't help you practically, but that's the way we have answers. So Amar Rav Huna bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Hani Tanai Savrei Laila Mechusar Zman. Now, both these Tanaim hold that Laila is Mechusar Zman. You're not actually Chayav yet, your Korban. Now, what do you have to explain then? The one who says, if you're not Yechayav your Korban, you should be Eino Mevi, right? You don't need to bring a new Korban. So now we have to explain the one who says Mevi. So now they're going to say, Hadatanya Mevi is a different case. It's, now, what did the Braita tell us? It told us, you have a Zav that sees three Re'iyot on the night of the 8th. But it didn't tell you how he became a Zav in the first place. What was the first set of Zavim? Either, what were the two possibilities? If he had seven clean days, either he saw for 2 days or he saw for 3 days. Remember, if he saw for 2 days, there's no Korban. So now they're going to say the reason why it says Mevi, now again, Mevi we assumed, you might have thought it meant he brings two sets of Korbanot. But now Mevi is going to mean he brings Korbanot dafka for the three Re'iyot, okay, but he still only brings one set of Korbanot because he wasn't Chayav the Korbanot, because we're going to say that the case was he only saw two Re'iyot in the beginning. Okay, so Hadatanya Mevi Bizav Bal Shtei Re'iyot. The source that said you bring a Korban on these three Re'iyot that you saw on the night of the 8th was in a case where there was actually no Chiyuv of Korban because you only saw two. Okay, Vahadatanya Ein Mevi, and the one who says Ein Mevi, that Braita, was Bizav Bal Shalosh Re'iyot. Okay, and that was a case where you don't bring a korban because you were chayav a korban and you're not yet chayav on night of the 8th. So, therefore, you wouldn't have to bring a new one. So now they say, wait a minute, this is very strange. If you only saw shtei re'iyot, then what's the significance of the night of the 8th? Since you toveled in the mikvah on the morning of the 7th, sunset comes night of the 7th, you're tahor, and you don't have any chayav korban, so of course if you saw the night of the 8th, you'd be chayav a korban. If you saw three re'iyot on the night of the 8th, Batuach, you're going to be chayav a korban. There's no chiddush, right? And okay, so that's what they're going to say. So zav bal shtei re'iyot, my lameimra. What's the chiddush here? Ha kamashma, and they're coming to teach you what it doesn't say here. Dafka ra'a b'leil shmini. Only if you see on the night of the 8th, you're going to be chayav a korban. But what if aval yamama d'shvi'i lo kasavar kol re'iya shesoteret ein mevi'a lidei korban. You have a zav who sees two re'iyot, okay? Then he has to wait his sheva nikim. What if he's in the sheva nikim and he sees three re'iyot on one of the days of sheva nikim? Okay, not the day right after he saw the two Riyot, because then obviously it'll be connected and he'll be three and it'll be a Zav Gadol. But if he sees later in the week when he's counting his seven clean days, this is what he holds. Okay, the person of this Brayta holds Kol Riyash Soteret, any Riyah that cancels, right? That's going to obviously cancel your clean days. You're not going to have clean days if you have a discharge. Ein Mevi'ah Lidei Korban. It doesn't make you Chayav a Korban. That's not like seeing three Riyot on a regular day. So if you're in the middle of Shabbat Nikim and you see three Riyot, you're not Chayav to bring a Korban. That's why the Brayta told you, only if you see on the night of the 8th are you going to be Chayav a Korban on those three Riyot. But if you saw the day before, or 2 days before, or 3 days before, right, you're not going to bring a Korban. And that was the Chiddush. So now, I'm a Rav. Amayu kim to lahadetanya emevi zav, emevi bezav bal shalosh riyot. Litnie gabe chamisha mevim korban echal al averot harbe. If you're going to say that the Braita that said you don't bring a korban is in which case, it's a zav that saw three riyot, and then on the night of the 8th, where his chiyuv of korban didn't kick in yet, he saw three riyot, he doesn't bring a korban. That's the way we understood it. Because what did we say? Everyone holds the night your mechusar zman. You haven't, your chiyuv korban hasn't kicked in. So that's the way we explained it. Well, if we explained it that way, it should have been listed in the upcoming Mishnah we're going to see tomorrow. Chamisha mevi'im korban echad al averot harbe. There's five people who bring one korban on many averot. This would be another case where Zav that sees three riyot on the night of the 8th would have to bring one korban on two, it's not exactly an avera, but on two issues, right? For Zav, right? Two separate Zavim. So why isn't it mentioned as one of the cases in that Mishnah? Lo psika. It's because it's not clear-cut. Why is it not clear-cut? To Amar Rabbi Yochanan, it depends on the situation. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan said, Ra'achat balayla v'shnayim bayom. Let's say he sees his first Riyah the night of the 8th, and then two on the day of the 8th. Well, since the majority are in the next day, and we're going to see it's not just the majority, it's because of what I said before. When you see the first one, you're really just Tamei Tumah Keri. It's only when you see the second that determines, oh, this is Zav. So since all of the determination happened in the day, obviously, right, you're going to be maybe a Korban, a separate Korban on that. But Shtayim Balayla V'chat Bayom, let's say the majority happened at night, but your third didn't happen till the next day, okay? So since two already turn you into a Zav, right, even though they're not Mechayiv you a Korban, Ein mevi. Since the night, right, we say still connects with the previous, therefore, two at night, you're not going to have to bring. So therefore, mevi and lo mevi depends on what kind of ri'iyah you saw on that night. Was it one? Was it two? Was it three? And therefore, they didn't mention that in the cases of the five because they were only looking for clear-cut cases. Am Rav Yosef, teda. Now, Rav Yosef proves, this Rabbi Yochanan said, this case of Ra'ah HaBalayla. Rav Yosef is going to prove what Rabbi Yochanan said. Teda de HaBalayla v'shnayim b'yom mevi. Clearly, if you see one at night and two during the day, you're going to bring. Why? Tahari Yavishona, this is what I already said. Shechvat Zera Ba'alma. It's just considered like semen. V'ilu chaze tartin achriniyata mitzarf elhu. And if you see two more, then they're mitzarif. So therefore, clearly, if you saw one at night and two during the day, we're not going to be mechayev you a separate korban. Am Rav Sheshet Bered Rav Idi. He doesn't like Rav Yosef's proof. He says, midi iria. Riyarishona shazav chaze bizman chiyuva. Riyarishona shazav chaze bizman chiyuva. Achat balayla. Kevan de lab is man chiyuva chazye, ilab de shamina, la shamina, and the Rabbi Yochanan de mitzarev, hava mina lo titzarev. You might have thought, he says, I don't prove, what you're saying doesn't really mean anything, because you could have said that the one and the two, right, the one at night and the two during the day, since they're considered different, right, one was before the korban chiyuv and one was after the korban chiyuv, you might have thought these can't connect. And therefore, you can't prove anything what you're saying. And it's only because Rabbi Yochanan said it. He loved Ashmuina, Rabbi Yochanan Mitzarif. If he hadn't taught me this, Mitzarif, Havamina, Lo Titzarif, I would have thought these maybe don't even connect with each other. Maybe this isn't considered Shalosh Riyot because one was at night when you weren't Yechayiv your Korban from the previous one. So maybe it connects with the previous Chiyuv. And the two during the day connect with the upcoming. And therefore, you're not a Zav Gadol in this case. And you wouldn't have to bring a Korban. So therefore, he says, you can't prove it. But I agree with what Rabbi Yochanan said. If he hadn't said it, I wouldn't have thought that it was the case. Now, this is all based on, if Rabbi Yochanan starts talking about this distinction of night and day, he obviously thinks that night is mechusar zman. Well, that's going to be a problem. Umi amar Rabbi Yochanan, laila mechusar zman. Baha amar Chizkia, doesn't it say here, the Chizkia says, nitma bayom mevi, balayla em mevi. Now, we're talking about a different topic, nazir. Nazir becomes tameh during the day. Then he bring, okay, a Nazir became Tameh, he kept his 7 days of getting out of Tumat Mate, and then he's supposed to bring a korban, and then from his right, and then he has to bring a korban chatad, right? He has to bring some korban up because he became tameh lamet while he was a nazir, and then he brings them on the 8th. So what if he's nitma bayom? Let's say on the day of the 8th he becomes tameh again. So obviously he brings two sets of korbanot again. Balayla ein mevi. But if he sees at night, he doesn't have to bring. That's mechusar zman. But Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu balayla mevi. Even if he becomes tameh at night, he still brings a new korban. He brings a separate korban on each nazirut. That seems to contradict what he says here. That shows layla ein mechusar zman, right? It's already considered like your chayv and your korban. It's just you couldn't bring it yet. So they say when Rabbi Yochanan spoke by us, what did he mean? Ki ka'am Rabbi Yochanan shnayim balayla b'chat b'yom ein mevi l'divrei ha'omer mechusar zman. It was only according, if you say mechusar zman, then he starts to make that distinction. How many you saw during the day? How many you saw at night? So then they say, wait a minute. L'divrei ha'omer pshita. If you say shnayim balayla b'chat b'yom and you say mechusar zman, right? Laila's mechusar zman, then obviously you're not going to have to bring a new korban. So it's obvious. He didn't need to tell us that. So they say, oh no. Ra'achat balayla v'shnayim bayom itzrichale. The other case he needed to tell you. If you see the night is mechusar zman, and if you saw one at night and two during the day, again, that's his chidush. You might have thought, itzrichale ma'u detema kevan delab zman chiyuva kachaze lo titzdarech. Kamashman. You might have thought what Rav Sheshet said. If Rabbi Yochanan hadn't said this, I would have thought that the one at night and the two during the day would be separate. Again, only according to the one who says Mechusar, Laila is Mechusar Zman. Okay? So, and there, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't talking L'da'at Atzmo, he was talking according to others. And now we're moving on to a new case. New Mishnah. Ha'isha she'yesh ala safek chamesh leidot v'safek chamesh zivot. Okay. A woman has 5 leidot she's not sure she's supposed to bring, like hapalot, let's say. Or safek chamesh zivot. She's not sure whether the blood she saw was dam nida or dam zava. If it's dam nida, right, women every month didn't go to the bring korbanot. Only if you're a zava gedola, if you bled during the days of zava, again, we'll get into all this in nida, what's the difference? But in the zava days, and she's not sure if when she bled, it was zava days or nida days, and therefore she's not sure if she needs to bring a korban. So it's either or, it's not both, okay? Either 5 leidot or 5 zivot. It's not a combo of the two. We're only talking about sets of either leidot or zivot. Mivi'ah korban achad ve'ochelet bizvachim. One korban is enough to allow her to eat kodshim. Okay, remember, the whole reason she brings the korban, until she brings the korban, both in Zava and Yoledet, she can't eat korbanot and she can't go to the mikdash. So as soon as she brings one of her chiyuvim, that allows her to eat zvachim. Ve'ein hashar aleha chova. Because it's safek, okay, the rest, one potters her and that's it. Because all she needs to do really, mishum Shemsefik, she doesn't have to bring the korbanot, but she has to bring it to remove the impurity she has to allow her to eat kodshim in the future. Okay? So, that potters it. Chamesh zivot vadayot, chamesh leidot vadayot. What if she has 5 vaday ones? Okay? Then, mivi'a korban achav ve'ochelet bizvachim. Again, one permits her to go to the mikdash and eat kodshim. But hashar aleha chova, but she still has to bring the other 4. It doesn't exempt her from bringing the other 4 because they're vaday. Maaseh, here's a famous case. Maaseh shamdu kinim b'Yerushalayim b'dinar zahav. There was apparently a lot of women had babies, or maybe they hadn't sacrificed their bird sacrifices for a long time, and all these women came to the mikdash to buy, and supply and demand, the prices skyrocketed, and a dinar zahav, which is 25 dinare kesef. Okay, 25 silver dinarim is 1 dinar zahav. It was very expensive. Amar ben Shimon ben Gamliel, Hamaon is, I swear in the name of the Beit HaMikdash, lo alina laila, I won't go to sleep tonight, ad shiyeheh b'dinarim b'kesef, until it becomes a dinar of kesef. And I'm going to bring the price down by to 1/25th of what it is now. Sof nichnas lebeitin, v'li made, he goes into the beitin and he teaches, ha'isha sheyesh alea chamesh leidot v'dayot, or chamesh zivot v'dayot, mevi korban echa ve'ochele b'zvachim. She brings 1 korban, that allows her, okay, so far that's like our Mishnah. Here comes the big one. Ve'ein hashara le'achova. But the rest she doesn't have to bring. She's exempt from bringing the rest of her korbanot. Okay? Some people assume, Tosfot, right? This goes entirely against the Mishnah. And why? Et la'salah Hashem, et favorite Torah techa, right? Better. We're going to have all these women who aren't bringing korbanot. Maybe they'll accidentally eat zvachim that they're not allowed to eat. Big problem. So let's just change the halacha temporarily. And what happened? Amdu kinim bayom ahu b'rivatayim. Okay, and the price dropped to a very low price. I forget how the rivatayim is. A reva dinar, a quarter of a. Oh, 2/4 of a dinar? Okay.
Interesting.
2/4 of a dinar.
To get the word out that fast.
Right. Right, it really...
How does a woman distinguish between a definite birth and a not definite birth?
So again, it's a matter of... That was in the previous mission about the hapala. Depending on what she...
looking so closely.
I guess they checked, because they had to bring a korban. They did. They looked. They looked when she had a miscarriage, what it looked like. And it depends... You know, again, an early miscarriage, we're not talking about. But within 40 days, it wouldn't be relevant. It's a little bit later.
So there's going to be a lot of time between births, technically.
Yes, it could be. It could be a lot of time. It could be 5 years. It could be... Yeah, definitely. Okay, there's another interpretation of this, of what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel did that, just have to remember it, that, one second, that the women were makpid not to eat kodshim till they brought all their korbanot. And that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel didn't actually go against the halacha and the mishnah. All he did was say, the halacha and the mishnah, teach the halacha and the mishnah to the people who didn't realize that all you need to do is... one, and that matches you already to eat kodshim, and you don't have to bring all of them right now.
So they were vegetarian.
But they didn't want
to... they didn't need to bring korban, no, they saved money.
Maybe,
they were vegetarian.
But it looks really from the pshat, like Tosa, that he really went against the halacha and changed the halacha temporarily. Okay, very interesting case. So, Tanu Rabbanan. Chamesh leidot vadai v'chamesh zivot safek. What if you have five leidot vadai, and it should be 5 leidot safek, or actually it should be the opposite. It's 5 zivot, and it's, you have the same vadais, okay? We're not going to have a brayta with a three-way machloket. You have either 5 zavot safek and 5 zavot vadai, or 5 leidot safek and 5 leidot vadai, okay? Or 5 leidot vadai and 5 leidot safek. Mivi'ah shnei kinim, you bring 2 sets of birds, achat ala vadai v'achat ala safek, okay? 1 for the vadai and 1 for the safek. Shovadai ne'echelet, you can eat the vadai one, v'ashara le'achova, and the rest you still have to bring. Shal safek ein ne'echelet v'ein ashara le'achova. This matches our Mishnah, right? The safek you bring, and the rest are na'achova. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, al vadai tomar al ha'achrona, v'tipater. When it comes to the vadai, you have to say, this is covering my last korban that I'm chayav. Shal safek im yesh vadai b'nehem, if she has safek and vadai that are the same type of korban, she says, Tomar ala vadai, I'm bringing Mishum Safek, but on one of my vadais. She brings the Safek one on her vadai, Viti Pater, and then she covers her bases. She doesn't have to bring any more Sfekot. Vim lav, and if she doesn't have vadai and Safek of the same, Tomar ala chav mehem Viti Pater. She just needs to say on any one of them, she doesn't need to say, this is on my last Safek, it could be on any of the Sfekot. So when it's vadai, it has to be on the last one. When it's Safek, it doesn't. Soon we'll get to why. Rabbi Akiva omer, Ben ala vadai, Ben ala Safek, Tomar ala chav mehem Viti Pater. It doesn't matter the order. You can say on any of them, and already she'll be allowed to eat kodshim. Okay? She doesn't have to say it's on the last one. So Amarle, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, we're not going to have 2 explanations as to what the machloka between them is. The first one will get rejected. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says to Rav Papa, Eim alecha mishmei de Rava, I'm going to tell you in the name of Rava, that hani tanai b'mai pligi. This is what they're arguing about. To Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, midame lahon lechatat. Again, we go back to this issue. Is it like a korban chatat? Now, if you have a chatat, what's the situation? Demand the chayav chamesh chataot. If you're chayav chamesh chataot, ad mai tekulan, v'sof mechaper lehu. He doesn't get kapara until he atones for all 5 things. So hachinami loshna. Therefore, also here, she's going to have to get atonement or, you know, bring the chatat for her last one. Otherwise, she won't be allowed to kodshim. It's like, you know, they accumulate. So if you deal with the first one, let's say, you still have 4 after, and that prevents you from eating kodshim. So you have to deal with the last one, and that will match you to eat kodshim. Then, of course, you still have to bring the other 4, but at that point, you can already go into the mikdash. For Rabbi Akiva, medami lehon letfilin. He looks at it like a tefillah. Demanda chayav chaymesh tefillah. Let's say you got tameh 5 times without having gone to the mikveh in the interim. Right? Do you have to say, I'm toveling on the last one? No. Kevan de tavachadizim ne itahir. Since you're toveling now, it obviously covers before, right? And it matures you. Hachinami loshna. Therefore, it's like tefillah. So Amale Rav Papa, Isal kadatach Rabbi Yochanan benui lechatat medamele lehen. If you're going to say that it's all because it's like a chatat, amai shal safek tomar lechat mehem viti pater. Then if he really views it like a choran chatat, you shouldn't say that one safek korban will exempt you and you don't have to bring any other korbanot. Why? Ilumad mechayev chamesh ashamot tluyin. If you're chayev, if you safek did five separate averot, right? You're not sure if you ate chalef on five separate occasions. So what do you have to bring? Five asham taluis, right? This is all if you find out after each one, maybe you ate chalef, and then you find out again, right? Maybe you ate it by accident. So you'd have to bring chamesh asham taluis. How do we know that? Right, and kimayt echad mi miftere, just because you bring one, you're going to be pater? No. So clearly, zava and yoledet are not like chatat, sin offerings. So you can't possibly say that, because if you really compare them to sin offerings, you'd have to bring five separate korbanot. How do we know that? V'hatanya, zeh haklal. Here's the klal about asham taloi. Kol shechalukim b'chataot, chalukim b'ashamot. If you would eat chelev on five separate occasions, and each time in between someone said, do you know chelev was asher? And you said, oh, I didn't realize. Or did you know that was chelev? And you say, I didn't know. You'd have to bring five chataot. So likewise, if every time, if you did it five times, and you were mechayev asham talo each time, you'd have to bring. So there you have safek, you're chayev to bring each one. By yoledet, you're not chayev to bring each one. So obviously, you can't say that the reason for Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was because he compares it to the chatat. Because then you'd be chayev five times to bring. Ela dekule amale tefilah medame lahon. Everybody views this as tefilah, because what's it really doing? It's maturing you to eat. So what's the machloket between them? About this concept of choshashin lepshia. Are we worried that when you allow this woman to bring the one vadai, on the vadai, and it now matures you to eat kodshim, are we worried that she's going to think that she doesn't have to bring the other four korbanot? Right? Now that we've allowed her in the mikdash, maybe she thinks she's exempt from all the other korbanot. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, right, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri savar choshashin lepshia. We're worried about Pshia, therefore we tell her, you have to say that on your Vadai one, and that's why he distinguishes Vadai Safek. Safek, since you're Patur anyway from the others, we don't worry, you can say it's on any. But on the Vadai, you have to say it's on the last, so that she knows that it just matures her to eat kodshim, but not patures him for bringing the others. Rabbi Akiva Savar Lo Chashin on the Pshia. We're not worried about Pshia. Hadron Alach Shloshim V'Shesh. Finish the first parak, we're starting the second. There's four people who are mechusarei kapara. This is exactly what we've been discussing today, who have to bring a korban after they finish their purification process in order to be allowed to eat kodshim in the mikdash. And four people bring a chatat even on mezib. Remember, we saw this mishnayot earlier in the beginning of the mesechet, right? Normally a chatat's brought on shogeg. These people could bring them even if they did something bemezib. Ve'eluhem mechusarei kapara. And the following people are the, here's the mechusarei kapara. Hazav v'hazava v'hayoledet v'hametzora. Okay, hazav, hazava, one who gives birth, and a leprous person. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, he adds two more. Ger mechusar kapara ad shizrok alav et adam, until he does the blood of his korban. And nazir li'eino v'tikalachto v'tumato. And a nazir, until he brings his korban, can't drink wine, shave his hair, or become tamei lamed. So therefore, those were another two. So now the Gemara says, Maishna zav zava demane lahom bitrein. Why are zav and zava listed separately? Mishum de chalukatu mato, because there's different laws about how they become tameh. De zav, and once they're tameh, there's different laws. Does here are the differences. Zav lo metameh ba'onis. It's interesting. They don't say, by the way, that zav is a clear discharge and a zav is a bloody discharge. Okay, that's a big difference. But they don't say that. I don't know why. But zav lo metameh ba'onis. If you're sick, you have a particular disease, you know, you're sick and it causes this discharge, that's not zav. Zav is some particular disease that causes discharge, but it's not any disease that might cause you to have some irregular discharge. That's not zav. If it kind of happens against your will. And a zava is not metameh the way a zav is. Remember we said if you see three times in one day, you're a zav. But a woman who bleeds three times in one day isn't called a zava gdola, right? That's just called one day. Titania, how do we know that this is the case? Mivsaro, it says, v'lo machmat onso. And b'riyot k'v'yamim, how do we know that? Titania, it says in a bright atala, katuv et hazachar b'riyot v'nekeva b'yamim. Okay? And v'zava metama b'onis v'lo metama b'riyot k'v'yamim. Okay? So also that. Oh, by the way, there's a different nusach, which it doesn't say here. Also tashmish amita. Okay? There's, I don't know where it says it. It must be that there's a different nusach. Oh, no. It comes up after. Oh, no, that's after. Sorry, that's with the Mitzorah. My confusion. Okay, so those are differences, and that's why they list them separately. Now comes the question. If they're listed separately because their dinim are different, well then, likewise, by Mitzorah, it should list the Mitzorah and the Mitzorat. Why? Mitzorah and Mitzorat, nami chalukatu matan. Also, there's distinctions. De Mitzorah ta'um pri'a ufrima. He has to grow his hair long, and he has to tear his clothes. Dichtiv. Begadav yufrumim, rosho yeparua. ואסור בתשמיש המיטה. And you can't have sexual relations. ומצורעת אינה טעונה פריאה ופרימה. She doesn't have that law. And דתניה אין לי אלא איש. שזה איש צרוע הוא. אישה מניין. כשהוא אומר והצרוע, הרי כאן שניים. והצרוע seems to include also two. אם כן, מה תאמר לומר איש? נתקוע כתוב בעניין שמעלה לעניין שמעתה. It separates it to say only ish is relevant for the following halacha. Ish poe uforem ve'ein eisha porat uforemet. In other words, sarat is for both, but some of the details are only for the ish. Umuteret b'tashmish amita, how do we know that? Sh'ne'emar v'yashav michutz lo'alo shivat yamim. He has to sit outside his tent for 7 days. Now you might say, oh, well, it's zachar. Obviously it says ohalo. But they could have just said michutz la'ohel. Didn't have to say michutz lo'alo, even though maybe it did, but whatever. So they learn from there, v'lo michutz lo'ala, doesn't include a woman. Hilkach namninu betrain. So therefore, why is mitzora and mitzorat not two separate things in the Mishnah? So the answer is, zav zava ikar tumatan chalukah. Mitzora mitzorat ain ikar tumatan chalukah. Hai v'hai kigrisu. It's how they become tamei. A zav and a zava become tamei in different manners. A mitzora and a mitzorat become tamei in the same way. Right? They're both, it's the same shiur for becoming tameh. Okay, just quickly we'll finish this. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, ger mechusar. Why is a ger considered? Tanakama my time a lo tana ger. So why didn't Tanakama say it? It seems pretty clear. Ki katani midam de mishre lemecha bekochim. Ger ki kamayte korban lach shure naf shelem ayal bekahal. Okay, a ger, his reason, it's true it matters him to eat kochim, but the purpose of his korban is not to eat kochim. Purpose of his korban is to allow him into our community, right? To become a Jew. Therefore, it's not listed as a mechusar kapara. Mechusar kapara means until he does kapara, he can't eat kochim. That's the main purpose. B'nazir, my time alo tani. So why wasn't nazir there according to Tanakama? Sof sof nazir nami ki maite korban lishtiruya the mishte yayin de chulin hu. So they say, because the nazir, it's only to allow him yayin of chulin. All the others are mechusar kapara for kochim. This is just to allow him to drink wine. It's not the same thing. So Rabbi Elazar, so why does he, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, why does he mention the Nazir? Really is not connected. De katani Nazir, le mishre nafshe, nitne na, oh no, it's not the question on that. Here's his question. If a Nazir is le mishre nafshe, to allow him to, you know, to matir himself, and it's chulin, and it's listed here, nitne na mi Nazir tameh. He should mention also, not just a Nazir who finishes his Nazirut, but a Nazir who's nitma, who becomes impure, what happens? Until he brings his korban, he can't start recounting. So that should also be listed here. Why didn't he not list it? Ki kamayte korban lemechal alein nizirut b'taharahu. Because what's his korban coming to do? It's to allow him to start counting a new nizirut. It's not to matir anything. In other words, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's to matir something. It doesn't matter what something. As long as it matirs it, it's good. This doesn't matir anything. He's not allowed to drink wine and all that after. It just enables him to start his count again, and therefore he doesn't mention the Nazir Tameh. Okay, stop here.